This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
All righty, baby. Welcome aboard. Good morning from beautiful Mobile, Alabama. Yes, we are on a little earlier. We told you this week we would be on a little earlier. So get your ass up. Listen, if I can drive 9.5 hours here, all right, after I got off yesterday, and then be ready for you guys this morning, you can be there. All right, Sean, are we good? Does it sound good? Are we getting a nizzle? I see Manolo there. How we doing? Does it sound good?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit echoey. It's not as clear as, but it's good. It's fun.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're not in the studio, right. So you're fine.
All right. Let me hear on the iPad on the way on the rebound here. See how it sounds. It's fine. Yeah. I'm not in my studio where everything is padded and, you know, nothing bounces. I'm in a room, you know. So what do you want me to do? It is what it is. What can I tell you? But anyway, good morning. Hope you all are doing well. And it doesn't sound bad, at least. That's a good thing. It's not crackling and stuff like that. So anyway, so we're all good. And we got practice this morning. This will be the next 3 days will be a little bit different than the normal show. Because we won't be on at the same times as well. As you know, right now we're on 2 hours earlier than we normally are on. And that's because at 9 o'clock we've got Inside the Paint. And they'll do from 9 to 10, and then I'll come back. And so the shows will be the same amount of time, but the difference is going to be it's going to be a little earlier where we're posting everything because I'm out here and I've got to be at practice at 11:30, the first practice. So I'm out here to watch the practices. I'm out here to talk to the NFL people, and I've got to be where the NFL people are working. And so got to get the show in the morning, and then we're off to work and do our thing and see if we can find out some nuggets for you all and find out some draft nuggets and all kinds of stuff, maybe free agency. I saw Barry Jackson had a list of free agents and all that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, you know, later on. So I appreciate all of you out there. Had a good drive too, actually a very good drive from Miami to Mobile. You know, some people ask me, you're crazy, you're driving, right? And I'm like, well, think about it. It's a 9.5 hour drive. I don't mind driving. I'm one of those guys, I kick in my music, I'm fine. And I have no problem with driving. That's never been an issue with me. But I go, well, you know, you drive from home to the airport's 45 minutes. You get there about 2 hours before your flight. So that's 2 hours and 45 minutes. If your flight leaves on time, don't know if it does, but if it does, great. If it doesn't, then you're adding more time there. But let's just say another 2 hours on the flight. And then there's another hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes of getting your bag, getting bus to go to the, or train to go to the car terminal. Then you go get your car and you got to stand in line for that. Then you got to get the car, and it's a 2 hour drive from New Orleans to Mobile. So I'm still renting a car like I did here. But I have to go through all that crap and travel and all that. I told my wife, you know what, man? You know what's stress-free for me? Get on the less stress way, the turnpike, connect with I-75, I-10, and I'm there, you know? So it's an easy, easy trip for me, at least. You know what I mean? So actually got some decent sleep too, actually. So it was actually a good trip. No accidents, no nothing, no craziness on the way up here. So overall, pretty good. Had my Chick-fil-A this morning. So, you know, Sean, I'm ready to go, baby. I got my Chick-fil-A. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock and roll. So here we are. Got plenty of energy, ready to go. Cameron Wolf and Manny Navarro will be joining us. They'll join us at 10:30 and at 11. So we'll get those guys in and have some fun and talk a couple of things with them. Cameron Wolf, obviously, the talk now is the Vic Fangio deal, right? Either it's done or it's not done, or I don't know what the hell's going on. I got to tell you, I've been trying to unearth where the hell are we going with this thing, right? And I've kind of gotten stonewall a little bit. So kind of tells me that, remember, let's do something here. Let's clear something up right now, okay? This isn't the Dolphins doing this. The Dolphins didn't report that they've signed Vic Fangio, okay? It was the NFL Network and Tom Pelissero. And Tom Pelissero is money, man. If he made a mistake here, it's rare if he did. But normally, I mean, that guy's money. But it's not the Dolphins, because my buddy calls me, goes, oh, dude, only the Dolphins would do this. And I go, the Dolphins haven't done anything, bro. You know, it's like I shut my buddy down like right away. I go, what the hell are you talking about, dude? Dolphins didn't report that they signed him. There's no press release or nothing like that. That was an NFL Network reporter that said it. And then you've got, you know, another report, two reporters that are countering it in Mike Kliss and then Mike Silver. Okay, Kliss first is the guy that came with the, hey, no, it's not finalized yet. And then Mike Silver came in with, hey, I talked to Fangio, and he says, I haven't finalized anything. And listen, I don't know, maybe Fangio's old school. Oh, yeah, he is. And maybe he's that guy that says, yeah, no, I haven't finalized anything until you sign it. Because really, in the end, you know, it reminds me of the polka dot guy, because that's what we're going to call him now, the polka dot guy. Sean, remember the polka dot guy? Hey, I bought polka dot because of you. And I'm not a financial advisor. You buy it because of your damn self, not me. But then he goes, I bought polka dot because of you, but my wife is mad because we've lost so much money. And I go to him, did you sell? And he said, no. And I go, well, then you haven't lost any money. Now it's up 40%. By the way, does that guy check back in with me to say, hey, my wife and I apologize. Polka dot's up 40%. It's probably headed in the right direction. Thank you. Now, right? Because remember what we've always talked about on the show, right? The minorities are usually the loud ones, okay? That's usually what it is, right? The complainers are usually the loud ones. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of the way it goes. People don't take the time to compliment. They take the time to complain. You know what I mean? And usually when there's an unhappy bunch, it's usually the minority of the group that is the unhappy bunch. They're just making a lot of noise. That's all, because most people, you know, they don't have to do that kind of stuff. So he didn't sell. So you didn't lose anything. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, maybe that's what Fangio is old school. Like, hey, no, nothing's finalized. And he's playing, it's a game of semantics. You know, he's agreed, his agent and him already agreed on the deal, but really hasn't signed it yet. They haven't finished out the particulars on the contract, this, that, whatever. And maybe that's the thing. Let me move a little bit this way. There we go. So I'm a little bit more centered. So anyway, so just interesting stuff. We'll find out. We'll keep a track of it. Listen, this will all, you know, break out, and we'll find out what the hell happened with Fangio, and if he signs or he doesn't sign. And if he doesn't sign, then that's going to be a bad look. That's going to be a bad look. Not for the Dolphins, but for Mike McDaniel. Because then, I remember, I've thought that Miami was never the first option. Okay, it's because other options have failed. Like, nobody really wants Sean Payton at his demands. You know what I'm saying? And then the Philly job didn't open up. So now The talk is that the San Fran job now might open up because D'Amico Ryans will go to Houston. And if that happens, then there's a defensive coordinator position open. So he goes to San Francisco. And remember, we've talked about it. His girlfriend is on the left coast in California. So that puts him there. Things sometimes, you know, it is what it is, as they say. All right, what do we got going on here? Manolo is in. He's the first one. Nizzle is in to Extreme. Let's see. Thank you, Manolo. We try. We try to work hard here on the platform, always, no matter what. It's a beautiful thing. We worked hard when we worked for people that didn't appreciate it. Sean knows what that's like, because he and I have been part of this business for a long time. And all they do is use your ass up, and they don't appreciate anything, you know. So this is this actually has been the most satisfying thing I've ever done out of everything that I've done in radio. So that's the best part about all of this, because this is ours, you know. This is stuff that we are building, Sean, myself, and everybody else that contributes to it. And we don't need corporate America to help us out. And we're way more productive than corporate America. So that's a good thing. All you got to do is work in life, man. I don't think that's very hard. You know, it just seems to be a lost art nowadays. John 316 is in the house. We got a John 316 in the house. Raging is in. That's right. Early start. I'm in Mobile. Bradley Ebersol is in. What else do we have? Yeah, that's right. Chick-fil-A, baby. Duck Dog in. John Yang, Cesar Diaz. Maybe he's saying that he's out of respect for the Eagles while they still have a Super Bowl to win. You know what, Cesar? That's interesting. I never thought of that. That's a great angle, Cesar, because he might be old school. That's an old school move. Maybe he's like, hey, I got a job to do right now. I'm not talking about the Dolphins. I'm consulting with the Eagles. We got 2 weeks of dedicated work. That's you know what, Cesar? You might be on to something, my man, you know? Because Pelissero is not a guy that just throws stuff out there to just throw it out there. I've never known him to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? There are websites like that. And there are some reporters like that too. But Pelissero is not that guy. That dude's very responsible. Very responsible. So I got to figure he's right. Cesar, damn, dude, I think you nailed it. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. It's only a Mike McDaniel failure if whoever he brings doesn't work out, not because a person doesn't sign here. Right, exactly. He's the guy. Either you're coming to work for him or you're not. One of the two. He's the reason. There's no doubt. You are right. Stetson O in. Fins up, 1971. Have fun down there. We will try. I mean, for me, I always have fun when I'm in these kind of situations. Because it's the heart of my job, you know, and it's cool to hang out with NFL people and talk to them and get some information and learn, you know, which is what I do a lot when I'm out on the road. I get to learn from the people that do this work. So it's, for me, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. MSG is why Chick-fil-A tastes so good. Well, if they want to throw in Madison Square Garden in there, that's fine. Whatever. I guess the arena tastes good. Greater good in. There we go. JB Blacks says, big, get question, answer, need thanks. What? Big, get question. I don't know what the hell that is. Cup of coffee and mangoes are blooming, says Greater Good. Oh, I live in Destin, Florida, and it's a beautiful morning here. Hope Mobile is great, too. Dude, it was foggy as hell down on the panhandle. like the last third of the drive on the Panhandle and into Mobile. Damn, dude, there was a lot of fog. Like I'm brain farting on the word. What you can see ahead of you. I don't know why I'm forgetting that phrase, but it must have been like, I don't know, about a half a mile, maybe no more than that. And it was just maybe even less than that. And it was kind of dying out on your visibility. And so the visibility was, it was thick, dude. It was thick. There was some thick ass fog yesterday coming in on I-10, man. But hey, safe trip. And that's all that matters. So we're here. We're ready to rock and roll. By the way, the Heat tonight are taking on the Cavs. Remember on Friday, I go to you, they were favored by 7.5 over the Magic. And I said, you have to take the Heat. I mean, you have to take the Magic, right? The Heat are nobody to give anybody 7.5. Like the Heat this year, I don't know what the stat is, but if you've been laying the points with the Heat, oh my God, you're losing money. You're losing money. You have to be losing money big time. I would imagine. The Heat have been an absolute disaster if you're laying the points, okay? Now, tonight, the Cavs are favored by 5. And you know what? This is the position where I take the Heat, because the Heat are the team that are going to surprise and beat the Cavs or barely lose with a hell of an effort. See, the Heat is one of the most, this Heat team right here, this one, let me not put the whole franchise under this crap. This specific team is a team that is not dependable at all. Zero. You're a fool if you're counting on this team. They're so inconsistent, it's not even funny. They're frustrating as hell to watch. And I know tonight when I'm sitting here with my Bally Sports app watching it, I'm going to be pissed off myself. Well, maybe I'll watch it. I don't know. I might be cruising around the bars. Searching for folks. So, but either way, this is the kind of game where it's the reverse. I'll take the Heat as the dog because they'll fight and they'll scratch and claw and they'll stay in there. But when it's a game that they've got to lay the points, I'm not talking about a half a point or 1 point or one, but I'm talking about, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 points. I'm like, get the hell out of here. I'm taking the other side. I don't trust this bunch. And if you took the Magic on Friday, you're welcome. That's all I got to say. Tonight, I like the Heat +5 on this one, man. This is the kind of thing that I'll ride. Panthers, as you all know, are off for the All-Star game. All-Star game there in FLA Live Arena, which is really, really cool. Monday, they'll take on the Tampa Bay Lightning, so they'll get back in action. I don't watch a lot of college basketball. If I watch college basketball, I will watch UM. That I will, obviously. As you all know, I'm not a big fan of college basketball. But you got to love what UM is doing. And tonight they take on Vautech. And Larrañaga 16-5, 7-4 in the conference. They're favored by 4. The over and under is 143.5. Vautech is +150 in the money line. Miami is -175. On the money line there. So you got all of that going on. So that's some of the local stuff also in there. Need to get back to shooting threes. Yeah, but who the hell's going to do it? You don't play Duncan anymore. And it's tough, man. It is tough. Big O, do you have a priority item or person you want to address on your trip? Manolo, I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to talk to, my brother. that's not productive for me to tell you specifically who I'm trying to how many people I'm trying to track down. Okay. I am also doing a little show business, like this show and business for the show. Also, I'm also here for that too. So that's the other thing that somebody's interested in teaming up on the show because they follow it. And so they reached out to me because they're going to be here. So that would be another thing that might end up being very productive for our show. And remember, folks, if your business wants to be a part of our platform, whether you're a national audience, a national sponsor, an international sponsor, or even a Florida or South Florida sponsor, our reach is at all levels now. We are very blessed to reach people all over the world, all over the country, all over the state, obviously dominating in South Florida. So if you want to join us, you can reach out to our business line at 786-754-4664. If your business wants to be a part of our platform, great way to market your business, great way to reach a new level of customers, 786-754-4664. And of course, we can come to you and broadcast at your business too. And that becomes like a 3-hour commercial. So please reach out to our business line. And that is not for requests. That's not to talk sports. It's only pure sales. Okay. So, you know, because sometimes once in a while, once in a blue moon, somebody will call in and you can, and leaves a message and you can tell that they're really not about business. 786-754-4664 if you want to reach out to us. By the way, Sloman's Home Shield, a proud sponsor of our program. We love the great people at Sloman's. No Alarmo today, actually. I don't have the same rig when I'm on the road sometimes. This mic is different than the one that we have with Alarmo. And 1-800-ALARM-ME, they've been servicing Americans for over 100 years, protecting Americans. And they also keep you warm. You know, it's kind of cold in a lot of places out there. And we're in several states, like I said, national sponsors. California, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Virginia, Georgia. You're dealing with the cold, you know exactly how much you pay for heating oil. Would you like to save money in heating oil? Maybe you'll end up saving hundreds in the long run. Well, all you got to do is call 1-866-OIL-DEAL and tell them you heard it on the Big O Show. And all you're just a phone call. You know what you pay a month, right? Compare it with them. That's it. That's it. Find out. Because if you're paying less with the great folks at Sloman's, then it behooves you to make that switch and support our show and support the great sponsors that support us at Sloman's. 1-866-OIL-DEAL. That's 1-866-OIL-DEAL. Call anytime and find out what you're paying for heating oil. Compare it, and you'll probably be switching and saving yourself money. And guess what? You're welcome. All right? There you go, because I'm out to save you money. I'm out to make you money, and I'm out to save you money. Anyway, 1-800-ALARM-ME if you want to get a free doorbell camera right now, folks. Because, of course, when it comes to alarm systems, I have one in my home from Sloman's. Sean has one in his home. Hey, man, we use Sloman's. We wouldn't tell you to use Sloman's if we wouldn't use it ourselves. So if you're in Florida, California, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Virginia, Georgia, we are in your state, baby, and we'll give you the free doorbell camera. And when you use our professional installation and our low-cost central station monitoring, you're also getting an LED touchscreen pad, a motion detector, 3-arm doors, and a backup battery. So if you want your free doorbell camera, call 1-800-ALARM-ME. That's 1-800-ALARM-ME. All right. What else do we have going on in the world of sports? So Purdy unfortunately suffered a torn UCL, so he'll need Tommy John surgery, 6 months. The elbow should come back stronger, actually. That's usually what happens in those cases. So it's good for him that it'll come back stronger. I don't know how much more zip he'll have on the ball. He doesn't necessarily have a gun, but you want to see this story continue to play out. You know, when I look at the Purdy situation, look, man, I'm a Dolphins fan through and through. I don't give a crap about San Francisco or anything like that. But I don't wish injuries on players. That's no fun, dude. And here's the other thing. This is the underdog story, man. This is the ultimate all-American story. This is what we do as Americans. We love rooting for the underdog. Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant. And he had a dynamic run here. It wasn't electrifying because his numbers weren't anything impressive. But where I give the kid credit was the mental toughness that he took the hits. He made throws when he had to make them. And they didn't ask him to do a lot. But the few things you did ask him to do, he did them, and he did them well for you, right? And he didn't really turn over the ball a lot or anything like that. So he was very productive for you. Now, this could be a flash in the pan. This could be, you know, Nick Foles. This could be Trent Dilfer. This could be, you know, whatever. Derek Anderson for the Cleveland Browns. You know, we've seen this story before. The guy that he didn't even have a good year. He had a good stretch of games. What was it, like 8 games, 9 games or something like that? So he had a nice stretch of games. He didn't even play a whole season. But maybe he's a complete fraud, you know, and he just got on a roll. He was hot. He made the right decisions. And then, you know, the wheels come off next year and you see what everybody thought he was when he lasted to the 7th round. But then maybe again, he might be, you know, not Tom Brady, because we always do that stupid shit. Like, they grow on trees. The greatest quarterback of all time, they come in the 6th and 7th rounds. But maybe he does. Maybe he is a productive quarterback. Maybe he is a starter in this league. And I would hate for the poor kid's career to end on this note here. And then you have that doubt that you don't know, could I have been a productive player in the league? Could I have been a great player in the league? Could I have become a franchise guy? Like, nobody really knows. Because what's it, for those of you that follow the show a lot, what do I always tell you, right? In professional sports, any athlete can have a good week, a good month, and even a good year. It's the guys that come back the following year and do it again, that's when you know you're the real deal. That's what Derek Anderson couldn't do. See what I'm saying? And so these are the things that I that's where that story for me kind of sours me. And I don't care about the damn Niners. I don't give a shit if they win no games next year, okay? Nothing personal, Niners fans, but I don't want to see the poor kid's story end that way. I'd like to find out, and also for him, right? Because you never want to know what if. And I would suggest that to everybody in life. Don't ever, if you have an opportunity to go after your dreams, then go after them. It's better to fail going after your dream than never going after it and never knowing whether you could succeed or you could fail. You know what I'm saying? And that to me is incredibly important. It's what gives you closure and then allows you to turn the page too. Because even if you fail, then you can deal with the failure, right? And then move on to something else. And maybe the next thing that you want to do is what you succeed. But if you're afraid of going after your dreams, it's gut-wrenching. It's one of those things that will haunt you for the rest of your life. So as I would suggest to anybody, go after them, man. That way you leave no regrets whatsoever when it's all said and done, which I don't think any of us want to walk out of this earth with a whole bunch of regrets. You want to try it? We're all going to have them, because life is long enough, and you're going to do things that you're going to regret in life, and you're going to wish moments you had back and all that, but you definitely got to chase them, that's for sure. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about in the world of sports? Let me see if I got any questions out there. Do you think it's the Pats' fault for the roster's lack of talent, or it's the owner or Jimmy wanting Lowry? I think it's multi-layered is what it is. It's a great franchise that wants to win badly, right? And remember what I talked about yesterday a little bit? They kind of get drunk a little bit too much on their own players. And sometimes they end up paying money for guys that aren't really worth the kind of money that they thought they were when they gave them that cash. And then they get into a deal that they end up regretting. And it's happened a bunch now. And then I think Riley, hate to say it, but he's gotten a little softer in his older age. And one of the things that I don't like about what's happened in the last 10 years is that he has succumbed more to players than ever. And I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can ever allow a player to run your organization. They don't have the interests, the best interests of your team. They have the best interests for themselves at that moment. They don't give a shit about the ramifications. They don't care that if you screw up the Shabazz Napier pick, then you ruin that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care if you sign Lowry and then it doesn't work out. Well, then, okay, it's not working out. Well, then I got to pace myself now. I got to take off half the season. So now you're getting hurt in the regular season because the guy you signed is this guy's best friend. And so now you've got to walk this tightrope because now you're pissed off at one guy, but you can't piss off your main star. And so I think the Heat have allowed themselves to get involved in too much drama that they don't need to get into. Whereas Riley was way more cutthroat back in the day. And I think that this franchise is not nearly as cutthroat as it used to be. And then you have an owner that is a great owner. There's no doubt that the Arison family is great ownership. But they put a cap on how far they're willing to take chances. And that also doesn't help out. I mean, the fact that you're playing without a 15th man is insulting to your front office. Why? Because you're looking to save a couple bucks? You're a billionaire. I'm sorry, dude. That part is also unacceptable. So that's why I tell you it's multi-layered. You know, I can blame Riley for things. I can blame Arison for things. I can blame the team for things. The guy I really can't blame is Spo. Because I don't think he's the one making the final decisions on this stuff. I think he just coaches what he has. And, you know, that part I can't blame Spo for. I can't blame Spo if the owner doesn't want to spend and tells you you got to, you know. And what's this deal with sticking with Udonis Haslam? Okay, so you're the front office. You know your owner is drawing a line on the cheap part. And he is being cheap, by the way. Let's not dance around this. You're a billionaire and you don't want to have a 15th man because you're worried about going over the salary cap and being a tax team. Oh, please kiss my ass on that. You know, don't, not doing that. Not going there. And so you're the front office. And you know your owner doesn't want to pay for a 15th guy. So why are you going to keep the 14th guy in UD that really isn't the productive player you need him to be? He's just kind of a figurehead and I get it that UD is there to rattle cages. That's not really what Spo does. UD's there more to be the rah-rah guy. That's really not what Spo is. Spo is more of a cerebral type coach. So it's different. You know, he's not going to sit there and give you a rah-rah speech and stick his head inside an ice bucket for, you know, 3 minutes. And everybody thinks, oh, my God, is Riley dead? And then he comes out and says, you see, you bastards, I can hold my breath under a bucket of ice for 77 minutes. And you all thought I was dead. Now go out there and kick their ass. That's not what Spo's going to do. And so there's a lot of layers to why the Miami Heat are in the pickle that they're in right now. God, what an old man word that is, pickle. What else do we have? FAU 21-1, hoot hoot. Big O, say what you want about the Magic. They beat the Sixers last night. And that doesn't mean anything, bro. Regular season wins don't mean shit. They might mean something to a sorry-ass team like the Magic, because any kind of victory for them is good, because they're not going to really have any kind of success overall as a franchise, because they're a bad franchise. But a regular season victory, that don't mean shit, dude. Get to the playoffs and like make some noise in the playoffs and things like that. Then I'll be impressed with the Magic. Till then, whatever. You know, it is what it is. What else do we have? Showtime change, okay? Yes, exactly, Earl. The show changed. From now on, every day it's at 8 a.m. Okay, every day for the next several years, we've changed it all. 8 a.m., sir. So be ready. Wake up at 8 a.m. every day of the week, and you'll see us here, guaranteed. What else do we have? Manolo says, do you think Pat's softening was due to the failure to re-sign LeBron? No, I think it's just part of getting old. I think as we all get older, we kind of soften up a little bit. You know, I think we become a little bit more emotional. You find yourself crying in movies more, and you're like, wait a minute, I didn't do this in my 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think so. Remember, as you get older, you come to the realization that you've lived most of your life. And you know that now you're on the back end, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't know when the back end is going to end, you know? So I think that that naturally ends up, you know, creating that layer of where you kind of lose your edge, and you're not really the same hard ass that you used to be when you thought life was forever. And so you start to maybe appreciate things a little bit more than you did decades prior, you know, when you were all, you know, piss and vinegar. And I think that that's just part of aging, I think. You know, unless you're an old curmudgeon, then you were probably a curmudgeon before. It just got worse as you got older, if that's who you are. But that's not who Riley was. And so I just kind of see a softening of everything. And then the other thing is, you want to close out strong your career run with the Heat. You want to leave on a high note, so then you'll be a little bit more desperate to do things. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be a hard ass. Maybe I should cater to the player. But here, how has catered for the player helped out? Shabazz Napier, did that help out? Kyle Lowry, did that help out? No. So why are we catering to players? Oh, Mike Miller. Oh, my God. He got mad because they traded away a broken down Mike Miller. These were the reasons why he left, his pettiness, because he wants to run the franchise. You know what I mean? By the way, he wanted Russell Westbrook. He and AD pushed Pelinka and Bus to go get Russ. And then when they got him and they found out it doesn't work, you know, and then this passive aggressive bullshit that comes from LeBron, LeBron makes me sick. I'm so over that guy. I want nothing to do with that guy at all. I got a little bit more pride than some fans out there. And to me, it's just, you know, I'd rather go about it without that asshole than with that asshole. I don't care how good he is, you know. I just hate his, you know, wussy ass ways. For a guy that's so big and strong and intimidating, why the hell is it that everything is passive aggressive? You got any balls to just man up and face somebody and talk to them and say it straight up? I find that to be some cowardly ass shit from a guy that's 6'8", 260. You know what I'm saying? It's like Jonathan Martin. Oh, they're bullying me. Get the hell out of here, you wuss. You're 6'3", 325. They're pushing you around, and you're just a freaking wussy is what you are. You know what I mean? So to me, it just, you know, LeBron is not one of those guys that I don't care that he's gone, dude. In fact, on his way out, put your foot right up his ass and get out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people like that. I wouldn't want to work with a pussy like that. Let's just call it like it is. You know? I just wouldn't want to work with a guy like that. I'd rather work with somebody, completely honest here, I'd rather work with somebody that at least looks me in the eye and says, hey, I disagree with you. I think you're wrong. I respect that at least. Because then I can look back and say, okay, am I wrong? Well, did I make the wrong? Okay. But this passive aggressive stuff, I find that to be some of the most cowardly shit that there is in the world. You got a problem with somebody? Like, this is the way I've carried my life. I got a problem with you? I'm going to fucking tell you that I got a problem with you. I don't care if you're my boss. You can ask all my bosses. Okay? You can ask every one of my bosses. All right? If I had a problem with them, and I told them. Okay? So, to me, it doesn't matter. I don't care who it is. My best friend, my wife, I don't care who it is. I'm going to tell you if I have a problem with you. I'm not going to dance around it. You know what I mean? So to me, I don't know. Riley's gotten a little soft. The organization's a little too conservative when it comes to the, you know, look at Stephen Ross. Does that guy flinch? You know, I know he's a complete bonehead. I know he knows nothing about football. And he should never be a part of any kind of football decision. He is only good to write checks, but man, he's willing to write a check. And at least that's what your owner should be there for. Write a check. Now get the hell out of the way. Let the football people do the football stuff and all that. And Mickey should be writing more checks for Pat Riley and making his life a little easier and making Spo's life a little easier. In the end, Spo is stuck with Lowry, stuck with Whiteside, stuck with Tyler, stuck with James Johnson, stuck with Deion Waiters, stuck with a broken down Goron, stuck with, you know, Bosch in and out with blood clots, all that stuff. Everything. It's been a pain in the ass for all of them. You know? And so that's the guy I feel bad for. Spo has to deal with all of this. And he's the guy that probably has the least say in all of this. Because he just says, we have enough. Love that guy. Love Spo, man. God, he is good, bro. He's a rock. Man. He's a rock, I gotta say. So there you go. That's my answer. It's multi-layered, the problem with the Heat right now. You know. And having said all that, they were one shot away from getting to the finals. The bubble was, I tell you, if Bam was healthy and Goron stayed healthy, something might have happened there. That's all I can tell you. So. Big old times have changed. Cutthroat does not work anymore in sports. Okay. I disagree with you on that, but that's fine. I think cutthroat definitely works in sports. You know what I mean? I think what you have to do is get people that can handle cutthroat. Try not to put people on your team that are emotional cripples. You know, try to put people on your team that are tough-minded, tough skin, thick skin, shall I say, tough-minded, thick skin. I think it does work in certain situations. Yeah, I really do. But we'll see how it all works out. What else do we have? I was so disgusted seeing LeBron lose it after that. Yeah, then that, I mean, LeBron's a big ass baby, dude. Seriously. He's just a big ass wuss, is what he is. You know? That's it. There's nothing more than that. It's like he acts like a spoiled child, is what he acts like. You know? That's what I see from the guy. And the way he acted the other day, men don't act like that, dude. Men don't act like that. That's just not the way you go about it. That's this new wave of this generation now. This Generation Z and this generation, what's the new one? No, he's a millennial. And then a Generation Z. Yeah, that's crap from those eras, not from our era. Definitely not. Let's see. Well, he is 1-0, been one since he has come into the league. Let's be real. Always. He's always been like that. I know that. You know, I've always hated that passive aggressive BS. To me, that's absolute garbage. By the way, we got a big old game coming up, and it's called the Super Bowl. You know, when sports and business collide, guess what? We like doing something called the KSDT CPA Sports Business Report. All right, looks like Phoenix is going to win big time. They're about to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars when the Eagles take on the Chiefs at State Farm Stadium on February 12th. And remember, they had the Super Bowl there 8 years ago. I was there for that. And in 2015, they had more than 121,000 visitors to the Phoenix area, and it brought about $720 million of economic impact to Arizona. And they only expect around $600 million in 2023. Anthony Evans, senior researcher at Arizona State, expects an 80 to 90% of around 100,000 people who attend Super Bowl events will be from out of town. The research, by the way, does not account for local residents and what they spend. One distinction from the 2015 edition is the Pro Bowl. This year, the game will be held at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it was also held in Phoenix when the Super Bowl was in 2015. So you had the back-to-back weeks there, and that's probably why you had more money and more people in there. And by the way, they've amended the Clean Zone Ordinance, which requires businesses, properties, and owners and residents to get approval from Super Bowl host committees and NFL to post temporary signs before and after the game. City Council also removed the league and the committee from the decision-making process after a lawsuit by Bramley Powlin. And can I get to this thing? Damn it. All right, here we go. There we go. That argued ordinance of violation of free speech. So there'll be some other things going on over there. But they're expecting less money because of the Pro Bowl. Interesting. Only one. Remember, the Pro Bowl's in Vegas this year, not in the site where the Super Bowl was. And it's kind of a shame that the Pro Bowl was moved out of Hawaii. And I know that attendance was bad. It was expensive. And players were going basically for a vacation, taking their families. That's kind of what they were doing. And so now, I mean, they've lost everything. Remember, they used to have the Hula Bowl and all that. We stopped doing a lot of things over there in Hawaii. By the way, when are we going to do? We need to get a Tua train love show over there in Hawaii. Sean and I need a trip to Hawaii. We gotta get a sponsor. to get us out to Hawaii, by the way, because that we got to do that. But what a shame that we don't do a lot of those things anymore. The Pro Bowl there, the Hula Bowl, all that other stuff. And let me tell you, they eliminated the Hula Bowl years ago, but since I've been doing these off-season things, that would have been one that might have been interesting just to visit. Hey, honey, I'm going to Hawaii for the Hula Bowl. Huh? Yeah, I would have gotten that eye from her, like, what? Hawaii? And I'm not going? You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, Jamie Zorria is in. He says, good morning, Big O, Sean, and Finn's Nation from San Jose, California. There we go. Jamie's probably freaking out going, man, you guys are on early as hell. Sean, you got them links, right? You got Ira and Kurt links. Okay, good, because I have not sent them anything there. Big O, why are college QBs coming out of college at 24 years old when they used to be 23 and under? I don't know, dude. Maybe they're failing school or something. Maybe they're repeating grades. Maybe they're starting late. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know what you're saying because Skyler's old. The kid that just got arrested, that got arrested for drunken disorderly, what's his name, Harrison or whatever. He just got arrested. And he's like 24, 25. But that's always been the case.
Stetson
you always
Bennett.
Have a couple of, what is it?
Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett. That's it. That's the kid. And so that's another guy people were talking about in the draft. And he might have fallen a couple spots now. Because of that, I mean, in the end, I don't think it's really going to affect him that much. You know, it is what it is. Let's see. It was reported that Dolphins' new radio deal is looking for Hawaii affiliates. They are in the, of course, it makes sense. No NFL team has territorial rights to Hawaii. What team in the NFL is better to have territorial rights right now for Hawaii than Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins? There are other players from the islands. Don't get me wrong now. There are other players in the NFL from the islands. But like Tua, no. And that would be absolutely genius. By the way, Hawaii is in, I think, are usually, I want to say, in the top 20, 30 of our cities download. We have a lot of listeners from Hawaii that listen to this platform. And obviously, I get it. You know, I'm pro Tua, so they're probably listening because they're not going to hear all the stupid shit that they hear in other places about Tua. So I get it. You know what I mean? But we have a lot of listeners in Hawaii. And that is, I always look at that place like those people live in heaven. You know what I mean? That place just looks just absolutely awesome. Big O, I'm right across the bay from Mobile and hope to see you at the game this week. I will not be at the game. You're over in Daphne? Is that where you're at? I am not. I won't be at the game. I'm gone Thursday. I'm only here for the practices and then I'm out of here. I used to get here on Sundays and leave either Sunday after I did the game broadcast, or if I didn't do the game, then I would leave on Friday, stay the night in New Orleans, hang around Bourbon Street, and then fly out Saturday morning. That's usually what I used to do. But now I don't do that anymore. I don't hang around anymore. Not this week, not this year at least. I'm popping in for the practices and then hanging out where all the main NFL people are at. And they all leave by Thursday anyway. Very few stay. Every team leaves a scout for the game. But that's about it. And then you have the coaches for each team also there. But by the time Saturday rolls around, very few NFL people are left. They all leave by Thursday. And so I am gone on Thursday. Friday, we're going to be at Acura Pembroke Pines. No, I'm sorry. We'll be at Hylia Park. I'm sorry. Hylia Park, 3 to 6 on Friday. Because normally it's Thursday. We pushed it to Friday. So kind of the same thing that we're doing here, that I'll drive back on Thursday, and then I'll be on Friday. How about that? There you go. Bookend this week with a drive to and from Mobile, Alabama. Who else is going to do that? Nobody. Nobody's that crazy. Ah, there we go. Karen says, I'm working on territorial rights in India for my fellow Indian fans to enjoy the Dolphins, all three of us. There you go. Mr. Bonafide says, no, I'm in Pensacola, but if you're going to do media at all, try to come by and say hi. Well, actually, I may go to Pensacola, and you gotta DM me on Twitter, because we got a couple listeners, and maybe Dougie Fresh. I gotta go see Dougie Fresh over in Pensacola. So either tomorrow night, I might go over to Pensacola, and Dougie, you gotta pick a bar, and DM me where you want to meet at a bar tomorrow. So I'll shoot over there and have a beer with you and have some fun. We're not signing Brady. Yeah, well, I'm glad you caught up to what we reported weeks ago. 2 months ago, we reported that Odyssey lost the rights to Clear Channel for the Dolphins. Now's when it's coming out. We reported several weeks ago that they were going with Tua, and, you know, Schefter had it a couple days after us. We told you there was no Brady, but then after this weekend, well, they're not going after Brady. Well, yeah, that's because we told you they weren't going after Brady. Oh, Lordy. Some of you out there, man, it's just whatever. It's all good in the hood, as they say. Where are we at? All right, let's bring the boys aboard. Let's see what they've got brewing for the next hour. Good morning, gentlemen, from Mobile, Alabama.
Good morning from 18 degrees. Good morning from 18 degrees, Cleveland, Ohio. This sucks.
Kurt, yeah, I'm home. I'm comfortable in home, man. Sorry.
What's the temperature there in the LA area?
It's going to be chilly today and in the low 60s.
F both of you, and I will leave it at that.
70. Yeah. 70.
Nice.
70. I pulled in a Mobile last night. I'm like, uh-huh. I'm in my t-shirt and I'm like, all right, this is awesome. But apparently we get 83% chance of rain on Thursday. So, you know, the only problem is when it's cold rain, that's a bitch. And then when you're on the Gulf here. So sometimes the wind comes in and then it's just sideways cold rain. And you're like, damn, son of a bitch. And, you know, it's.
You know why? But it's actually interesting because when they have the combine in Indianapolis, it's indoors, it's uniform conditions are perfect. There might be something to be said about seeing players perform, getting ready for the pros in bad weather, because as we know, there's plenty of it during the season also when it comes to weather. So maybe something to be said for that. For today's show, it's going to be a big trade deadline preview because by the time we're back on next Wednesday, it's going to be within 24 hours, roughly 30 hours of the deadline. So I'm going to go with Kurt some possibilities, some Heat possibilities. I know you've already been on the chat board, Big O, but if anyone wants to chime in with their thoughts, we'll be glad to. So keep that chat board open, folks, and we're going to go deep dive Miami Heat, NBA, the February 9th trading deadline.
Are you guys going to talk about crying LeBron?
Not when he's right. You know what? I think the problem is it's like the boy who cried wolf. It's when kind of the way he was not right.
The way he went about it is really, you know, I know he's right. He did get fouled. He should have that should be called 100 out of 100 times.
Egregious. So that's the difference. I you know what? I'm not gonna complain about this one because when he's spot on and when the referees issue an apology after it, I think you gotta give him some grace on this. To me, the moment of the weekend was not LeBron laying prone for a minute. It was Pat Beverly bringing the camera onto the court.
Look, it's here. Come on. It's here.
That's it. He got a technical for yelling last night, and it was, like, disappointing. Like, there were no props. There was nothing. It was just him yelling. That's not good enough anymore.
Yeah, right. You got to have props.
Meanwhile, I was thinking, imagine if he did that before time expired in regulation and the technical ended the game at that moment. That would have been something also. So Pat Bev got a little bit of a reprieve, but I don't think he's going to get a reprieve maybe when it comes to the trading deadline. So the Lakers might have to find a new prop guy. Kurt and I will get into that as well.
All right, let's do it. One hardcore hour of Miami Heat and NBA talk is coming your way, baby. Red Recover, 50% off all pads right now. Take advantage. Go to redrecover.com. You're dealing with a pain, an old injury, an old surgery, scars, you name it. Redrecover.com, 50% off. Ira and Kurt, next.
Hey guys, this is Hayden Hurst, NFL tight end. I'm partnering today with Red Recover. We're gonna run you guys through some drills. I started using Red Recover last year, my fourth year in the NFL. It just helps me on Mondays after games, get my recovery process started, get back into the fold of the week, and get ready for the following Sunday. If you want to recover like me, use Red Recover.